Time to shine, 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 time to shine. Du bist ein Geschenk für diese Welt. You are a gift for this world. Sen bir hediyesin bu dünya için.
The Indians send signals from the rocks above the pass. The cowboys take position in the bushes and the grass. The score is with the corporal, she is tied against the tree. She doesn't mind the language, it's the beating she don't need. She lets loose all the horses when the corporal is asleep. And he wakes to find the fire's dead and arrows in his axe. And Davy Crockett rides around and says it's cool for cats, it's cool for cats. The Sweeney's doing 90 cause they've got nowhere to go. They get a gang of villains in a shed up at Heathrow. They're counting out the fivers when the handcuffs lock again. In and out of Wandsworth with the numbers on their names. It's funny how the missus always looks a bleed insane. And meanwhile at the station there's a couple of likely lads who swear like Al's your father and they're very cool for cats, they're cool for cats. Change the mood a little, I've been posing down the pub. I'm seeing my reflection, I'm looking slightly rough. I fancy this, I fancy that, I wanna be so flash. I'll give a little muscle and I'll spend a little cash. But all I get is bitter and a nasty little rash. And by the time I'm sober, I've forgotten what I've had. And everybody tells me that it's cool to be a cat, cool for cats. Questions as she hangs onto the wall. I kiss her for the first time and then I take her home. I'm invited in for coffee and I give the dog a bone. She likes to go to discos but she's never on her own. I said I'll see you later and I'll give her some old chat. But it's not like they on the TV. When it's cool for cats, it's cool for cats.
Sturm! Sandsturm! Güneşfırtınası! Güneşfırtınası! Switch from a punk! Hey! Willkommen! Welcome! Hoş geldiniz! So, jetzt geht's ab hier auf dem Bermuda-Funksender. Auf der 105,4 Megahertz in Heidelberg anzuhören und auf der 89,6 im Megahertz. Ah, reingeschossen, komm, kann man es reinhören. Im Auto, im Radio, zu Fuß. Keine Ahnung, auf dem Feld, in einem Walkman. Ich weiß es nicht. Was macht ihr denn damit? Auf jeden Fall könnt ihr es auch auf jeden Fall anhören über ganz tolle Zauberkabels auf www.bermudafunk.org. Und jetzt geht es weiter. Oh, fuck, Alter. Okay. Na dann halt so!
Musik.
Robert Deuringer mit seinem Ensemble spielen internationale Volksmusik. Und das war russische Polka natürlich. Hey Mann, Alter, geil. Warte mal. Moment mal. Einer geht noch, will ich sagen. Und zwar Hubert Deuringer geht's weiter mit, auch mit so einem Ensemble von einem Cat's Pyjamas, von einem Film oder einem Mafia-Film. Ich weiß es nicht. Ich habe keine Ahnung. Hört mal rein, dear listeners. Na bravo. Hey ihr Liebsten. Hello den Listeners. Wie ihr gehört habt, bin ich halt so wie die Musik. Ich bin mal so, ist alles so tschung tschung, tschang tschang, tsching tschang und so. Ja, deswegen tut mir leid, weil sich heute überhaupt nicht so alles so harmonisch sich anhört vielleicht. Weiß ich nicht. So ist das halt manchmal. Ja, dear Listeners. How nice you're joined in. And as you can listen, my music choice is very adventureful, and this is like that and this, because it's sometimes, yeah, I think I just follow my emotions, I don't know, but to be tranquil, it's the best sometimes to come to neutral. Ja, sein den Lengelar, hoş geldiniz yeniden, çok teşekkür ederim. So, und jetzt könnt ihr mal zuhören. Achso, was ich eigentlich alles vorgestellt habe, war Squeeze. Cool Cats. Eine Band. Richtig geil. Ist eine englische Rockband, die in den späten 1970er Jahren zur New Wave gerechnet wurde. Die Gruppe wurde 1974 in London gegründet. Und dann halt der Hubert Deuringer und sein Ensemble, ne, spielen internationale Musik. und immer verschiedene Sachen. Und das finde ich super cool. So. Und jetzt im Hintergrund habe ich irgendwie auf YouTube was gefunden. Und zwar ist es super nice, ein neues ASMR für mich von, wie heißt der? Nemo's Dreamscapes. Und das ist so mega fantastisch, weil das ist alles schon so perfekt für mich eingestellt. Also das sind halt so Sachen, so ganz tolle Sachen aus den 20ern, 30ern, 40ern, 50ern, 60ern. Und im Hintergrund ist halt immer mal Gewitter oder so oder Donner, Knispel. Und es läuft jetzt hier auch ein bisschen hinterher. Und es ist gerade live, wird es gerade gespielt. Bin mal gespannt, wie das passiert hier. So, und jetzt hört ihr eine Frage, die ich mich selber gestellt habe. Moment mal, Moment. Ja. Hallo? Was ist denn jetzt kaputt? Kann ich es bitte anhören? Ey, fuck you. Das ist... Entschuldigung, bitte. Okay. Technik, Technik, Technik on. Now, ja. Aber was hast du davon, wenn du nicht ehrlich bist? Aber was hast du Angst zu verlieren? Ohne All In? Was ist das? Buenas noches!
Buenas noches!
Ich freue mich!
Ich auch.
Vielen herzlichen Dank!
Tschüss!
Tschüss! Ciao, ciao. Passt nicht auf die Haare, ne?
Aber so.
Okay. Und vielen Dank fürs Herkommen vorher, früher. Und ich guck mal, was passiert.
Alles gut.
Cool. Dann gute Fahrt.
Ebenso.
Freie Fahrt voraus. Tschüssi, Martin!
Ja, ciao!
Okay. Ja, das habe ich mich selber gestellt. I've questioned myself. But what have you got from it when you are not honest? Of what you are afraid to lose? Without all in? What is that? Kendimi sordum. Ama çıkarı nedir? Doğru dürüst olmazsan? Neyi kaybedeceksin diye? Ondan mı korkuyorsun sen? Tüm pokerden kartları masaya koymazsan, her şeyi riske atmazsan. Nedir bu? Danke, dass es jetzt kalt ist. Danke, dass es jetzt warm ist. Danke, dass das Wasser jetzt kalt ist. Danke, dass das Wasser jetzt warm ist. Danke dir. Klares Wasser. Das ist noch nicht Standard weltweit 2020. Thanks that it is now cold. Thanks that it is now warm. Thanks that the water is now cold. Thanks that the water is now warm. Thank you, clear water. That is not yet standard 2020. On the world, planet, earth. Minnettarım şimdi soğuk diye. Minnettarım şimdi sıcak diye. Minnettarım şimdi soğuk oldu diye. Minnettarım şimdi su sıcak oldu diye. Tertemiz su. Sana teşekkür ediyorum. Bu... Bu dünyanın daha her yerde standart değil. 2020. Please do not close this window. Bitte schließ nicht dieses Fenster. Lütfen bu pencereyi kapatma. Tau mal auf, ey! Hm? Unfreeze once. Hm? Erimek, yani sen, Biraz. Hey, ne Dion? Ich lasse alles los, was mich bremst. I let all go, what is breaking me. Beni neyi frenliyorsa, ondan vedalaşıyorum. Ich bin bereit für die Beförderung, das Neue zu empfangen. I'm ready for the transport advancement, to receive the new. Nakliyata hazırım ben. Yenilikler hoş gelsinler. Schön, dass du mal jetzt fällt mir gar kein Name ein. Schön, dass du mal X. Nee, das ist ja auch blöd. Ich warte mal, ich lasse mir einen Namen einfallen. Schön, dass du mal Miracoli deine Meinung gesagt hast. Das tut nämlich sonst keiner. Klar ist das nicht toll, wenn man zum Beispiel kritisiert wird oder etwas gesagt bekommt, das dem Ego überhaupt nicht hören will und überhaupt gar nicht gefällt. Das sagt, das gefällt mir nicht. Doch Grenzen setzen und mal Tacheles reden, hey, wenn es um dich und deine Bedürfnisse, um deine Gesundheit geht, gibt inneren Frieden. Und es ist egal, wer vor dir steht. Du bist wichtig. Und dem anderen bietet man so auch die Möglichkeit, etwas neu zu betrachten. Zum Wachsen? Wenn dieser offen ist, natürlich. Ohne Regen kein Regenbogen. Nice, hey, that you have said to Miracoli once a piece of your mind. That silly said does nobody else. Clara, it isn't great to get, for example, criticized. Something that your ego absolutely, absolutely, absolutely don't want to listen and don't like. I don't like this. But to set borders and talk straight when it goes about you and your needs, your healthiness, it will lead you to inner peace and to freedom. And it's equal who stands in front of you. And the counterpart you serve to. You serve so too, to see that this one sees something in another view. To grow? If the counterpart is upfront. Without rain? No rainbow. Das muss nicht sein. This must not be. Book it exists. Werfen Sie es in den Müll. Werfen Sie es in den Müll. Werfen Sie es in den Müll. Throw it into the trash. Throw it into the trash. Throw it into the trash. Çöp kutusuna atıverin. Çöp kutusuna atıverin. Çöp kutusuna atıverin. Wann hast du zuletzt etwas mal zum ersten Mal gemacht? When have you made something for the first time? Sen ne zaman bir şeyi ilk defa denemeye çalıştın? Fineliner. fine liner. Nice that there are fine liners. I am peaceful. I am passionate. I am progressing. Ich bin im Frieden. Ich bin hingebungsvoll. Ich bin fortschreitend. Ben huzurluyum. Ben feda ediyorum. Ben ilerliyorum. Sen ne yapıyorsun? And you? Was machst du? Wie hättest du es denn gerne? How you would like to have it done so? Nasıl istersin sen yani? Glaube ich das tatsächlich? Am I believing this really? Bunu gerçekten inanıyor muyum? Kann ich das wirklich wissen? Can I really know this? Bunu gerçekten bilebilir miyim? Dient dieser Glaube dem, was ich sein möchte? Dient dieser Glaube denn, was ich sein möchte? Does this thought serves for that what I wanted to be? Does this thought serves for that what I wanted to be? Bu düşünce benim nasıl olmak istediğime yarıyor mu? Bu düşünce benim nasıl olmak istediğime yarıyor mu? Acaba? Was bringt dein wunderschönes Gesicht denn so richtig dolle zum Strahlen, so bis zum Übermeer und über das komplette Universum? Was erfreut dein Herz oder dein Gesicht oder was auch immer? Was passiert? Was muss passieren, damit es bei dir los, dass es passiert? Und wie oft hast du es erlebt? Und geht es? Und wie oft und überhaupt? What brings your wonderful face into a really bright light smile shining over the sea? What makes your face laugh and smile and shine and makes it bright? How you delighted?
Underneath the mango tree, me honey and me come watch for the moon. Underneath the mango tree, me honey and me make boo-loo loop soon. Underneath the moonlit sky, me honey and I come sit hand in hand. Underneath the moonlit sky, me honey and I come make fairyland. Mango, banana and tangerine, sugar and ackee and cocoa bean. When we get married, we make them grow, and nine little child in a row. Underneath the mango tree, me honey and me come watch for the moon. Underneath the mango tree, me honey and me, we plan marry soon. Mango, banana and tangerine, sugar and ackee and cocoa bean. When we get married, we make them grow, and nine little child in a row. underneath the mango tree, me honey and me, come watch for the moon. Underneath the mango tree, me honey and me, we plan marry soon. Underneath the mango tree, underneath the mango tree, underneath the mango tree, underneath the mango tree.
Herzlich willkommen zurück hier auf Bermuda-Funk, dem wunderschönen freien Radiosender, hier live aus der alten Feuerwache raus. Schieße ich hier raus und darf es machen. Und herzlichen Dank, liebes Bermuda-Funk, dass ich jetzt wirklich schon 6 Jahre hier sein kann. Auf der 89,6. Ohne Scheiß, ich kann es echt inzwischen auswendig. Im Megahertz anzuhören und in der Umgebung. Kann man rumsurfen. Mit ganz, ganz vielen anderen tollen Sendungen auch hier. Und auf der 105,4 Megahertz in Heidelberg und in der Umgebung anzuhören. Ne? Und auf dem www.bermudafunk.org. Okay, habe ich jetzt so ein bisschen was erzählt, und gefragt, ho, ha, Genghis Khan. Okay, es ist unglaublich, heute ist irgendwie echt so ein richtig verrückter Tag für mich, irgendwie voll, ich habe keine Ahnung, aber was ist denn das auch, das ist ja eigentlich immer so. Okay, ich werde jetzt was erzählen, und zwar eine Geschichte, nachdem ich das erste Mal meine Musik-Kaffee-Bar verlassen habe. Ich habe aber aus Zeitgründen, weiß ich nicht, ob ich das jetzt schaffe, kann auch sein, dass ich es in beiden Sprachen vorlese, aber inzwischen möchte ich es einfach mal kurz einfach so machen. Also ich würde sagen, ich lese es jetzt erstmal auf Englisch vor, und falls die Zeit noch reichen sollte, dann kann ich das noch auf Deutsch komplett vorlesen. Oder ich fasse es einfach zusammen, aber es geht darum, dass ich ins Nichts einfach reingeschossen wurde nach dem Data. Und was ich dann da erlebt habe auf meiner Reise in Spanien war das. Und ganz schön viele Sachen. Ich habe da 6 Tagebücher geschrieben voll und war da halt, ja... Nee, ich sag das jetzt nicht. Ich lese jetzt einfach mal vor. Okay. I will start reading. Hä? Thailand. Okay. Phono. Okay, ist ein bisschen laut. So, now I will read something I've experienced, and that's why it's a Spanish background, because I was in Spain at this time. And yeah, image loading, January 2010. Then I've stood there without my once opened pub. I was out of my known comfort zone. Our funny beverage delivery man Wolfgang, which knows me since I could suck on my thumbs, has connected me with his familiar customer. Wolfgang knew that I wanted at best now to be at the sea. After 3 years of my dream, Data 77112, pop or say hell, hey, hi, or hi. And he knew that Yup, one self-made millionaire, needed some chauffeur which would drive him to his villa in Javea, a striking cape at the Costa Blanca at the southeast coast in Spain. The Cape separates the bays from Alicante and Valencia. Oh, peoples, it is so wonderful there. Yes. Jupp came to Germany through his parents from Poland after the Second World War. Is a golfer shortly before the pension, had a knee OP, a knee OP. Oh, I tackled them, yeah, Ben. Nice. Had a knee OP and was caught drunk by the police. So he got no driver license. So we met two times. The first time with Wolfgang, a real nice friend forever. And I've decided to drive then this almost wild unknown type for about at least 3 months. Own room with bath, no board to pay, and 500 euros per month. So it was the deal. He also paid in this time my tobacco, by the way. Ha! My parents weren't much happy on this. But they stood bravely behind my decision and trusted in me. I have to say my parents live in Turkey. And we children live in Germany, and they just went back to after a few years, after 45 years, I don't know how long they stayed in Germany. And yes, so we were not that near, but yeah, the hearts are always near, so. Yeah, but they stood really bravely behind my decision and trusted me. My lovely golden parents. I do love them so much. It is much, much to tell from this time and this 3 or 4 months. I've wrote indeed 6 diaries during then. But for today, I've decided to share with you this following experience. One unbelievable, never-ending gift that I was allowed to live and had received. I've always wanted to live next door to a lighthouse. And exactly, our villa lived on a huge rock. Circa 1,000 meters airline beside lives the wonderful Capo della Nau, the name of the lighthouse. I couldn't believe my eyes, barely. Oh, wow, hey! In an almost reaching quarter. The streets are, except of the automatic nightlights from the villas, unlighted. There are no street lamps. And felt everyone possessed a guard dog. I could listen their bow wows and howlings, often sporadic from kilometers, when I sometimes laid in my bed. It was very windy there. So the only light in night were the stars, the lovely moon, and Capo della Nau. And this was super, cause so I could always orientate on. Yeah. How it was very soon clear I wasn't only the chauffeur, but also, among other things, the cook, the cleaner, a gardener, a house painter, and vanisher, and proprietor, and dot. My quitting time was the most at 21:30. Yeah! I was happy for him a lot, cause then I could go for my strollings. Being free. Jupp The name of the scar, you get it? Jupp wonders about that. He said to me he would have fear to walk alone at night there. There is no light, Sibel. I should take with me some solid wooden cudgel, at least. I've negated and just took on my Walkman and diary and, well, yes, sometimes a bottle of gin. Cause also when I do think about on this today, somehow my freedom was much more important than my fear that something horrible would happen to me. On this idea, I've never ever didn't come. Maybe at this time, it was unconscious, my basic sense of trust. Ha! I've had it and wasn't aware of it. Jupp sometimes have fallen into sleep on the couch until I've had came back. He must have been waiting for me, cause as he recognized my return, the early bird went immediately into his bed. How lovely. In any case, it was very peacefully there in nice Havea. I felt absolutely not in danger. So I've experienced thereby a lot, but coined me until today. Even I do forget sometimes, unfortunately, what I've learned there. Oh, girl! My master reminding cells, please stay with me. Yes. Okay. In this star night, I've just started again into the wild, to know better the area. Sometimes I've got lost. Really nice, eh? Hoo-hoo, the ways. Oh my God. Cause all had looked, seemed similar. I mean, the villas, tar, serpentines, flowers, pine trees. But after a time, I marked in my mind some houses or ways or trees and knew then where to run. And after some weeks, I found two new friends. I introduce you. One is Winston and is a wonderful chimney. Yes, a chimney. He lived two houses beside and welcomed me always, or he wished me good fun. Sometimes I was very, very glad to see him again after my experience I had on this night. I was telling him from my journeys and he had listened to me just silently. That was very beautiful. Do you think now I'm crazy to speak with the chimney? Yeah, maybe. But it's okay for me to speak with the chimney. Winston, and I do think about him still today. Yeah, I think I draw him, I have to look. And the other friend is 23. It is a pine tree, which lives nearly to Capo de la Lao. And she was the only one who I could hug in this time. I felt the warm energy of the tree and I could also swing myself onto 23's limbs in. Oh, it was so nice, just laid there, safe. The wind softly rocked me while. So it was the same feeling I've had 1999. In the earthquake in lovely Turkey. Healing Alarmo! There I was so much touched of this majesty of this planet, looking at the wonderful scenery, sometimes through tear-dropped eyes. After the pop, with its so lovely hundreds of guests and friends, I fell suddenly onto just one single, unknown man. After in the 15 hours and 9 minutes, we drove to Spain through on the 5th of February 2010, I wanted to drive directly back again, hey. After I knew some other attitudes, thoughts of him. Oh man, Jupp. Yeah, and as it is known, my dad and mom always told me that you know someone when you go with him to a journey, and or with money. So yeah, someone has told me this before the journey I've started, that I should have enough money with me to buy me a ticket back. You'll never know what may happen, girl, had this someone told me. But well, no, I stayed. But it was, hey, I've never met before a human like Jupp, which got so bitter. Bitter from his life, bitter of himself, in the middle of millions. You are remembering me of myself, of my own childhood, when I was a little boy, Sibel, Jupp said once to me, when he saw what stuff of treasures I've pulled out of my jeans pocket. Pocket jeans. They were like stones and shells and pennies or lighter. Yes, and all this time I found out he was like me once. But then in his life happened so much bullshit that he is today like he is. You know Gollum? It's not that I want to judge, but it's I just saw that you can be with all the money and all what is given to you through money. Yeah, you can live in the paradise, but you all live in hell. And there's nothing more a light. I don't know. Naja. Yeah, but we got friends at the end, of course. And yeah. The strange thing was that he wanted to hug me, yeah. After 5 or 6 days, I don't know, because the record! The record alarm. Das war aber so schnell. Ja, und was wollte ich erzählen? Yeah, genau. He wanted to hug me. But it was I didn't felt it, yeah, because I mean he very spoke unkindly with all the other humans which we saw, and he was like really like, I don't know, on bad vibrations, but he was also alone and I don't know, and something he saw in me and wanted to hug me and thank me, or maybe I don't know. It was just like he did it one time, and then I couldn't make it. It was so like, no, stop, sorry. And it is very bitter for me also to see that, yeah, you can't, it is not good when you go over your own feelings, when you don't like something and you have to do it. This is no goody, don't do this. but then, yeah, he never made this at me. He had shown me his hound. Oh, sorry, my English girl. Hound. It was a grotto, a little wonderful hidden shore place. Indeed, you had to walk firstly downstairs two huge cliffy hills and 274 wooden stairs to get there, and then upstairs again. Yeah, who imagine how my condition got powerful. And I've noticed thereby that it is easier coming down or upstairs by walking simply in reverse. On that way home, however, I've decided to walk another way than known. One huge estate arised. One huge estate arised. In front of was a little wall with two big open windows, which were ornated with a nice iron grating. It was circa 30 meter distance from the entrance of the house. There, I saw, lied a big black dog, which of course noticed me immediately and shortly barked on when I stood in front of the window, of one window, viewing the nice house shortly. Grinned, I shouted to him, "Hola! Buenas noches, bello!" Barely spoke out, I saw running into my direction in light speed one Rottweiler with raging dangerous tooth. Phew! God bless, is there a wall between us? I was happy, until I identified very soon that the wall just simply had two side holes. No two doors. No dogs. It was a dog door. Ow! Wow! What a trust! The Rottweiler stood now a half meter in front of me and barked at me sick loudly, and any second ready to lacerate me completely and to rip me into 1,000 pieces. Junge Vater, das war so verrückt. Rigid shocked, I stood so there like a scarecrow, until I immediately could listen at my left ear now another bark. One time, the Rottweiler became silent at once and took a tiny step away from me. All went by microsecondly fast. From the left open entrance of the wall, now I've seen this other dog out shooting. Ach nee! Excusez-moi. Hi. In my whole life, under so many other dogs I've seen until, I've never had seen such a beautiful, gracefully dog. Like in this all showdown moment about death or how living further moment of mine. Similar like a Weimaran dog with a silver mouse grey shining shirt fur. His remarkably Bernstein eyes were staring calmly at me. He now turned his head in this direction, which I should drive now, and stood thereby silently. The Rottweiler murmured a bit and padded nervous on his assigned place around. The alertness focused on me. My heart beated wild. Scenarios what all my have could happen to me shooted through my lovely brain, and I began carefully to walk on by. While I came along the silver fox, I whispered my huge thanks to him from the bottom of my heart. And the dog looked at me so like, "It's all right, girl. Walk on simply." He was so cool, and he looked to the Rottweiler and then to me back. I've understood. I had to go. I've walked in reverse to can have a look at them, what's happening. And as I arrived at the end of the street, so circa 50 meters, and disappeared around the corner, both stood still there. After 3 steps, I've stepped back again to see, hidden, what's up? And not till then, the wild unknown, grey silver shining rescue dog walked slowly together with the Rottweiler back into their sweet homes. The way back home, I've cried. Rivers. Feeling overwhelmed of this huge love. I was never protected by any dog, which never have seen me before. Just with his sense, he saw my light. My soul, I don't know what he saw. But he saved me. Oh, my dear, my great luck and great angels and love and whatever. Basic sense of trust. Wild unknown. Any creature. Equal. We are loved, guarded and guided. Have or try trust in yourself and into your heart way, letting all go what is breaking you. Just say loudly, way, E, S, yes. Do you hear me? Au, Chihuahua. So, wahrscheinlich habt ihr das jetzt nicht so ganz verstanden, gell? Ich versuche das mal, vielleicht kann ich das nochmal irgendwie nachholen oder so. Auf jeden Fall war das ein riesengroßes Geschenk, das ich erhalten habe. Ja, yeah, this is one, the part is over from this story of Javier. And ja, yeah, I think I have to say goodbye. The hour is gone, I don't know. Okay. What should I say more to you? That, that I hope that you will take time for yourself. Ich hoffe, ihr Lieben, ihr nehmt euch Zeit für euch selber. Was ist jetzt? Ihr nehmt euch Zeit für euch selber herauszufinden, was ihr noch alles so vorhabt in eurem Leben. Und dann immer auf das irgendwie auch nachzudenken und euch damit zu verbinden und einfach im Vertrauen zu sein. Das ist so wichtig. In dieser Zeit unser Vertrauen in uns selber zu stärken und in den Weg, den du für dich gehen möchtest und alles, was hier draußen passiert, einfach mal nicht auf das zu fokussieren, weil auf was fokussierst du dich? Und ihr wisst, die Energie folgt, die Aufmerksamkeit folgt, die Energie folgt der Aufmerksamkeit. Und ich weiß, es ist ein Prozess und das lernt man nicht so schnell, aber das kann alles passieren, das ist alles cool. Sein Dinne in general beim Schwader da, es ist leider schon Tische gütet um Dinne, die in der Sitzchen. Bei Gebschäler war das, sehr Dinne. Bitte mir, okay, ja. Ich bin wieder als Schäme, nervös. Aber Schäme, Ayok, bitte, talk bitte. Nice. Yeah, this is it. I want to play another nice song. And thank you for listening. And the next show will be in November. Oh my God. Goodbye, 2020. Yeah. Until then. Oh. Jetzt habe ich mich selber gedreht. Until then, think of the... Buenas noches, ihr Lieben. Gute Nacht. Thank you. Good night. And always dance. Don't forget to dance.